This is officially opening the meeting, second meeting of the month for the ANC1D on May the 20th in the year of 2008, meeting specially for the budget. Make a note that all commissioners are present.
I'd like to observe that because the meeting was not properly noticed, we will not be able to take official notes. We can't take votes because we did not give 7 days' notice.
So we can't even accept the budget?
Whatever.
In that case, we should go home.
What we cannot do is take official actions. Now, I think accepting the budget would be an administrative action rather than an official action.
It's still an official action because it has to be done and in front of the public, and that requires notice.
You've got to speak up a little bit, Greg. I can hear you.
The budget is one of those things that people get, particularly that need to be adopted in public with a properly noticed meeting.
So then this is a discussion.
What? This is a discussion.
Discussion, yes.
And we can come to a consensus so that if we come to a consensus or you make up our minds, well, then it would be trivial to the next meeting just to quickly do it. It should not be a big impediment. However, I've suffered through trying to do things and then having them roll back when certain members of the neighborhood have gotten in high dudgeon about it.
Well, I'd like to make a suggestion. Of course, it's not a resolution. That as a placeholder, we put in the amount for grants that we agree to in our resolution. Now, I know we have to approve each grant individually, so this would be a placeholder. If we do that, I see a 15-minute meeting.
Okay, well, Jack, you want to suggest how we...
Well, why don't I go through the calculations I did? Because what I did was establish what we would spend this year if we made no changes but simply spent according to our current plans, to which if we... to grants would be added. I took the FY06 proposed budget, which is the first column there, and then I took the numbers for the past 12 months as a representative year for comparison to see where we were spending more or where we were spending less, and then assumed that we would replicate essentially what we've been doing in the past year. And as you can see, The biggest difference there is under purchase of service, where we had budgeted a very large amount and not spent very much because we were anticipating hiring people and didn't, basically. And that's why we have $17,000 underspent. And purchase of equipment, when we did the FY06 budget, we were still anticipating purchasing the hardware for the PA system, for this display system that you're using now, and the simultaneous interpreting equipment. So that's really just a leftover from a year when we anticipated large hardware purchases. And obviously, since we spent only less than $500, that's another place where we will be spending a whole lot less than we had anticipated. Petty cash, we don't spend very much in petty cash. So I took those numbers essentially and added the things that we have most recently committed to. Tony Grillo, we're going to pay $50 for every meeting for posters. And Albert here, we're going to pay him $50 for every time he comes to run the audio system. And we've got Neil on board to help us with our ANC work. So I estimated what they would be paid for the calendar year. This is the calendar year which began in January, continuing through December. Now, the critical issue there is the amount that we had prescribed as a maximum for Neil, which was, if he worked the maximum that was allowed, it would add up to $31,000 for the year. Now, since our total allotment for the year is about $16,000, that's clearly out of hand. So I took what Neil has done in his first month, supposing that that would be roughly valid as an estimate for the future. Estimated that he would continue at $2,000 a month, and then for the 9 months remaining this year, that would be $18,000, which alone exceeds our allotment, but is still slightly less than the $31,000 that we started with. So that gives me this list of numbers here. $800 for Tony Grillo, $800 for Albert, $18,000 for Neil. We've also got the web programmer in there for $7,800, and the web developer in there for $6,000. As you can see, the numbers are getting to be pretty daunting. The sum of all those is $33,000, to which we add, you know, those routine expenses. So I take the actual amount that we spent in the past year, took it to be either the same or approximately the same for the total calendar year. And then, of course, threw in this line here at the purchase of service, $33,000 for these people. Nothing on grants, because we haven't done grants, we haven't committed to any grants, so that at this moment is zero. But let me remind you, this is a planning budget, not a prescribed budget. Training, that's going to be the same. Petty cash, a lot of modest increment. Other, that was refreshments, that sort of thing. So the total estimated expenditure for this year, if we don't make any changes, if we just continue according to what we have done with modification for Neil's expenditures as expected, as I described, would exceed $35,000. Our allotment is about 16. So this is more than twice what we actually are supposed to be spending in a year. That is to say, the difference between our allotment and this anticipated expenditure is about $18,000. Now, some of that, of course, we can cover out of savings if a legitimate case can be made for paying for these services out of savings. If we add grants, it'll make it that much more difficult. But in any case, this is the starting point, just the starting point, that we are looking at a very large deficit. What do we do next? I'm open to suggestions.
You've done a lot of good work here, Jack. As I say, if we just add the agreed-to cap on the grants, this thing can be over in 5 minutes. You've taken your 15, so let's add five.
Well, if we add five, then I mean, it's up to the commission. We've got the money in the bank. This is true. Do we really want to spend money at this rate? That's up to the commission.
Well, we certainly can't make any decisions.
Madam Chair, I'd like to also be recognized. Dave has spoken three times without me having a chance.
Oh, I'm very sorry, Greg.
I'm sure of that. I would like to see a small grants program put in, and for us to begin to learn and to see what's involved and to try out some things. However, I think we should start off with our budgeting process with some goals and objectives of some discussion of what we want to see the commission do, and not just be a passive instrument. At least my neighbors and the people that I talk with most frequently have a large number of problems. It is true that right-wing governments don't like to intervene and just let the ordinary people be swept out to sea because of market imperfections. But I think there's possibility that that we can intervene on such issues as housing, education, training, job development, public space, because people in these apartment buildings have very little space, and so they need to see the recreation and public space, places for them to hang out. There are a lot of issues like that, that where a large proportion, perhaps a majority of our population, has substantial needs. We're faced with a number of changes this year. We have a transportation plan, the comprehensive plan. As soon as the money comes back in the district, we're likely to see development pressures, and indeed, even in western Mount Pleasant, most of the row houses could be converted to three or four condos. Without some kind of sense of what we're doing, the amount of cars that could come from that, the amount of congestion and the like, unsupported trebling of density could have a huge impact. We have some money that had been saved up, largely because we've had volunteers, commissioners, rather than expending it on staff. And I, for one, have done a large amount of work in putting on 30 or 40 meetings, public meetings, and making sure, and spending a lot of time bringing people to them so that we could discuss these larger issues. I am strongly opposed to us dissipating the opportunity that we have to make things better for the lives of our residents. And so I will oppose anything more than something like a 10% grant program. And instead, I'd like to see a bookkeeper added and staff to help with greater outreach. Jane has raised the issue that we need to have greater outreach. I certainly agree. And I'd like to see us have committee meetings and staff to help to bring people around to those things.
Does anybody else have any comments or input that they want to say? Jane?
Well, it's my understanding that the spending of recent has been a bit disproportionate because the budget is being decided, I guess, by June 3rd. And so Neil has been spending a lot of hours catching up, trying to push forward some resolutions that were passed by this commission, and that rate of expenditure should slow down. And, well, Greg, you can't say that, you know, as an individual, you can't say it, because so far you and Jack have predominantly decided how this money's been spent. We spent more money in the past 2 months than we have since I've been in office, and I really have had little or any say in it. I didn't realize the severity of passing these resolutions provided a mandate for us to spend down all of our resources. I think community grants are a good way of showing democracy and goodwill and encouraging participation, democratic solutions for problems in our neighborhood. And I really think that this ANC prescribes to, in a frustrating manner, a paternalistic approach where a few dominant members come up with ideas and they try to activate them.
Point of order, Madam Chair. No personalization and negative stereotyping.
I'm not naming names. I'm describing a process.
Okay.
And our reputation in the community.
I would call for use of constructive language.
Okay. First of all, we got to stop being sensitive. I saw nothing wrong with her question and what she was saying at that point, but we're not going to personalize this now. I say this, if you wanted to pick up on that being personal, Dave could have took personal your comment earlier. So let's just calm down, everybody, okay, and try to handle this business. I also want to see some kind of community grants put in place as well. But I think that we have to keep it as much of a minimum as we possibly can, because we do have these other ongoing expenses, and these are people that we do need, because none of us have the time that is really needed to get this really organized. But our main goal here is to put the budget together and discuss and see where we're going to be, but we definitely need to put the community grants in effect somehow. Dave.
Yeah, I really think this budget is a pretty good example of what we're doing. We all realize it's not sustainable, and we all realize we're going to have to work on future budgets, knowing we will not have the carryover that we do now. But as a start, and when things start, they're more expensive, because when you reach steady state, you have to think about sustainability. So right now, I think we should accept this budget with the addition of a grants program and think about sustainability. What can we afford?
Jane?
I guess I would like to see, before we commit to such a large amount going to individuals, I'd like to see an evaluation, some sort of process of evaluation for the amount of money spent. I realize there are a lot of intangibles here, and that we are going to have more oversight as to what projects we will prioritize by the whole commission, and that will be established at the next meeting. But I would also like to see, you know, why we need to attribute all of the money to it. I mean, the fact that the website needs to be ramped up doesn't mean that we need to put the same amount of money into it consistently all year. I would like to see what progress has been made and what goals have been reached in these expenditures thus far before we commit the same amount and the same rate for the whole year, because otherwise all our assets are going to be gone. I don't know why people don't have more of a problem with the fact that the assets are going as rapidly as they are.
Oliver, you've been quiet. Do you have comments?
Yeah, I'm looking at the budget sheet. I'm a little bit confused. So, like, I can't figure out how much we have for the entire year. I can't figure that out. So, I would like to.
I don't think I stated it here, but our allotment is about $16,000. Our annual allotment is about $16,000.
$16,000 for the whole year?
Yes.
That's what the ANC gets?
That's what our ANC gets. It's done citywide.
Okay.
And we won't know for certain what the exact amount is until downtown agrees on a budget. But last year it was like $16,400. I expect it to be about the same.
So we are expecting the same this year. If we are expecting the same $16,000, then I can see here something like $33,000. I'm not quite sure how.
But that's where we will have to dig into our savings to cover this budget. That's the point of dispute here, yes. Point of concern.
Okay, well, we have. Greg?
I am hoping that Jack's listing of where we are now is not a proposal that this be, that our most recent practice be our budget for the future. Is that your intention, Jack?
My only intention here is to summarize where we would go if we made no changes at this point.
Of expenditure.
If we simply did what we had agreed based on past expenditure rates, this is where we would be at the end of 2008.
In terms of expenditures, but this is not a proposal for a budget.
I am not proposing a budget, no.
Okay, good. I think there was a misunderstanding about that. So I wanted to clarify because I think that, like I have proposed several items that I think we need to add for a bookkeeper and for an outreach program, because we have a lot of very contentious and difficult issues coming up. And I certainly know that with a large number of buildings, some say 12, that are on the knife edge, that the ANC could probably intervene. I point out that we intervened in the St. Denis in slowing down that process, and we, for about 6 months by our protest, and we gave the women there a chance to dig in their heels and preserve their homes there. We can do a lot like that. So I'm hoping that we will go back to considering what are the challenges that are facing us, to think about what we can do. And it's our watch. We have, I think, I feel personally a responsibility to try to do what we can to help the problems of our neighbors and to create a future for the neighborhood that supports all the divergent groups, at least the vital interest of all of them, so that they can prosper and stay here without advantaging one or the other, and so that we can continue to have the century-old diversity in Mount Pleasant. That's the kind of approach, and I hope we'll have a discussion about that before we rush into a budget. I want to actually, Dave has often said that Jane and I probably, if we could put aside our differences in style, would find that we agreed on 80% of the things. Her point about outreach, I certainly agreed to. I spent years trying to get lots of outreach, weeks out trying to raise people to come, and I got 30, 40, 50 people to committee meetings. And it took a lot of work, weeks of work to do so. I can't do that anymore, Jane, but I'm doing that because I want to show that aside from our differences in style, I think Dave is probably right that we have a broad consensus here. And I hope that we will use this time today to talk about what are the big issues, what can we possibly do about it, because we're at a critical juncture. Thank you.
Well, Jane, Greg, I don't disagree with you about some of the priorities that you mentioned, maybe all of them. I think, you know, the devil's going to be in the details about how we proceed, and that's why this budget is, I mean, we have to think about it, where the money is going to go and how exactly we're going to proceed in trying to achieve these goals. And, you know, maybe you and I can talk between now and the next meeting to see if our approaches overlap, because it might take a lot more discussion than everything here sort of gets boiled down to, you know, 1 or 3 minute sound bites. So maybe we can talk in between meetings about reasonable approaches to achieve these problems.
In keeping...
Excuse me,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was unrecognized. I apologize.
It could just be me, but I think we're getting unfocused here. Okay. Now,
I have a proposal to respond to Jane.
You know, when I make my comments, they aren't long, but they're direct.
Okay.
Please don't talk over top of me when I'm talking, because I forget what I was getting ready to say. Please, nobody do that to me. Okay? And don't do it to nobody else. When one person is speaking, be graceful enough to allow that person to speak so they can get this statement out. Thank you. I really don't even know what I was getting ready to say now, but thank you. I think you're passing the focus point here. We need to see if we want to at least have this agreeable discussion or come to an agreement within the discussion about the basics here. And then the new things that you want to implement, for example, you say you want a bookkeeper, and introducing that, I think you need to come with a breakdown of it. What is the bookkeeper for? What do we need the bookkeeper to do, or what have you? And break down these things and make sure that the money is equating the need or whatever. Everybody understand what I'm trying to say? Okay. Jane?
So to clarify, you think the best way to proceed would be to come with sort of some of these columns filled in more definitively next time?
Yeah, just like when we took on Neil, remember Jack and Greg was explaining or in that conversation saying what he was going to be doing, working on the resolutions that we'd already put in place, whatever. So we had an idea, a breakdown of what he was doing. If we'd have got it in advance, we'd have said, well, and this is what he's going to be paid, and this is the work he has to do. Because sometimes I think if we see exactly what's being done, then we can equate the funds, you know, and then see what we're working with and how much we have for the new things that you want to introduce. We don't even know that, though, yet, because we're still waiting, so. Jack?
Now, this is reminiscent of the experience I had my first couple of years in the ANC. hiring people is very expensive. Hiring people just blows your budget in a hurry. And that's why we are all of a sudden looking at a financial issue. I mean, we saved a lot of money basically because I and other commissioners did a whole lot of work. You can't count on that continuing indefinitely. I mean, what if it's next year if I'm not on this commission? And it's also very helpful to have staff who can carry over from one term to the next, so that when there is a change in commissioners, you don't wind up having to reinvent everything. That's where we've had a whole lot of trouble. So we're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place here. We need to hire people, and yet we really, our budget is $16,000. One person year, is about $50,000. So we're talking about a budget that would cover about one-third of one person year. And yet we're talking about website support, which we need. We're talking about a bookkeeper, which we really need. We're talking about the various other support that we have arranged, which has been very helpful for the audio system, so I don't have to worry about it. Tony doing the poster, so I don't have to worry about that. This has all been very helpful. But our budget is going fast. Neil is a special case. And you've seen that up already in my straw man outline here. Cut his allotment in half. Instead of $31,000 a year, I cut him down to about $20,000 a year. So it's basically one day a week average, and I'm hoping that will be sufficient. Neil is a very special case. He's got very exceptional talents. He's in an extraordinary position. So he's not the same as regular staff running around doing nuts and bolts for us. He's somebody who can really help us make things happen until he gets tired of us and moves on to something better. He certainly got the talent for that. So I guess I would be willing to argue that Neil could be covered out of savings, and if the rest of the budget balances, I will be content. And if the rest of the budget then has some allowance for some grants, then we can go with that. What I would like to ask Neil, since he's here, is this roughly one day a week going to be sufficient for what we want? I mean, as you know, it's about making phone calls and making contacts downtown to try to help us make our resolutions actually take effect instead of just disappearing downtown and never being heard from again, which is what happened to about 95% of our resolutions. And Neil has been very helpful. And, of course, everybody recognizes that Neil works at will. That is, at any point, if we decide we don't want Neil anymore, we can part company and no hard feelings.
Or he can do the same.
Yes. He's a free agent.
Before you put him on the spot, let me say that there are a lot of issues that we're coming up with that affect thousands of our residents and our neighbors, where I don't think the ANC could do very much good unless we are able to get people like Neil, and of course people like Neil is an almost vanishing class, to work with us, to intervene in housing and some of these other issues. So I think our needs are there, and we should, and this is, we're unlikely to repeat this opportunity to have this windfall with Neil. So I would urge, rather than cutting him back, that we should, in fact, a proposal to respond to Jane's suggestion is that let's have an open committee meeting. We have a long-range, we have a planning and communications committee. Invite people from the neighborhood in and have the discussion so that the interested commissioners and others come in. We can make sure some people come in that will help us think clearly about these things, and let's do so right away so that we can get our objectives straight and be able to deal with the issues that we have, we know, and with some of the resources we have.
Oliver?
Coming back to the budget, I'm still struggling to really understand if we are getting only 16,000, and given what the figure that we have here, where are we going to get the extra where are we going to get the additional money to put in there? Because we have only $16,000.
Well, we have $55,000 in the bank. That's where that comes from. Oh. That didn't show up here, but we have $55,000 in our checking account right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, but the issue of $16,000, is it the $16,000 is only to be used in 1 year, or?
No, that's the reason we have accumulated so much money is that we get the $16,000, we spent only three, so we banked $13,000.
Okay.
That's how we got to $55,000 in savings. Which means, in principle, we could pay Neil for 3 years out of our savings.
I see the point. That if we have 50 something thousand and we use these 33,000, we still have some balance that we have.
I agree, and I think an operating budget ought to be balanced. And that's why I'm arguing that Neil is a special case. He's got to be considered a special case because he doesn't fit into that $16,000 budget.
Okay.
Just a small idea that when I was trying to recruit Neil, he warned me that he has several other job prospects. So my guess is that he will not last the whole year, and that it would be better for us to use the time that we have now, because it is likely to be something closer to a smaller amount, because he will likely take some of his other job offers. And let's do that and try to catch up on our back work while working on things like Jane and I were talking about, and Dave and I have talked about before, of having a meeting. Dave came up with a good first cut of goals for the commission. And I'd like to build on that and try to bring in some others and then quickly start to align our time and resources so that we are effective in serving the manifest needs and dealing with the challenges that we're faced with and using this extraordinary resource that we have to get something done before he leaves.
Jack.
Let me put Neil on the spot then. How do you feel about your effectiveness at 2 days a week versus 1 day a week average?
Well, first of all, you guys are making me blush. That is unless special case means special needs, which sometimes my mother thought that I needed special needs. But anyhow, I think that there's a bubble in the beginning. As I'm sort of sensing a flow here, I think there's a bubble where there'll be a few more hours now. Already this month is going to be less than last month. I think there's a bubble as I get to know, get to know some of the civic leaders and build the relationship there. There's a little bit of relationship building and communication with district government directors and the contacts that I have in government. I think after this month, that type of letting people know what I'm doing and reestablishing my relationship with them, I think there's an opportunity for the hours to be cut back. Again, it depends on how many things get put on the plate, but you guys will decide, what's on the plate. I think we could still have a pretty good impact, cutting back to 1 day if we had to. And I think what Greg mentioned too was, towards the end of the year, I am going to begin looking at other options, another career path. I still would like to stay involved with the ANC, even so, particularly any projects that I'm working on. I'm not going to all of a sudden go and leave a bunch of things hanging, and then I'll just work and, complete that. So I think at the end of the day, I think the ANC is going to get a pretty good accounting for the money that it's spending. I feel somewhat shy and bashful that I'm even accepting money. I'm trying to be very sensitive on how important this money is to our community and how little there is and all the other things that could be spent. So I'm trying to keep my billing extremely conservative and generous for probably what I'm actually doing, but I think that even so, I could cut back to a day or, you know, a day and a half, you know, and we could see what the impact is. And again, you guys can look at it every month and see if we need to cut back further or add a half day or a day. I'm perfectly comfortable in working whatever parameters that you come up with.
Thank you, Neil. Okay, guys, so where are we going to go from here? Do we want to work, Jack?
But let me propose, Neil, up to this point, you have been working at, or your billing was the equivalent of 1 day a week, so that's already 50% of what. And it's, I wouldn't want to see you cut back lower than that. I think that would be very ineffective for us. I would propose that we assume that Neil will continue at the same expenditure rate, which is what I had written into this budget estimate, that we also consider this to be covered out of our savings, basically taking advantage of the time that Greg and I and other commissioners have put in for free, and that we look at the remainder of the budget and see what we can do about the grants program, including the grants manager.
Okay, that sounds good to me. Do we have in mind or in place anywhere of the projected people you want the grants to go for or work with or organizations or whatever? If we don't, we need to have that in mind for when we see what we're working with, don't we?
If I can address that, I think the first step that we decided on, if we're going to proceed with the grants, is to get sort of a grants officer, a grants manager. And the bylaws that Greg, I think, rewrote specify, you know, what parameters there are. But we haven't solicited for any proposals yet, so we really don't know who's out there and what they want. We just know what the bylaws, you know, specify in terms of how we'll determine whether they will be funded or not. So the proposal is to just put some money aside for the potential to fund grants and see what comes in, move forward with a grants manager or grants officer, whatever the title is in the bylaws, and then proceed from there. But it's not a prerequisite that we use all the money for it. We just have to see who comes forward, because I know the ANC in this community is, and I understand why now recently over some of the issues that we've been talking about, that we don't want to have a few people that are very skilled at articulating what they want to dominate, you know, the community grants program. We want to sort of evenly distribute it for the needs of the community rather than give it to a few people who happen to be savvy at.
Okay, I understand. Okay, so can we agree that we can at least use this proposed budget?
I'm hoping that what I'm hoping is that we will start to sketch out how much a grants manager is going to cost, because I'm in favor, as I say, as Jane noted, I wrote the proposed bylaws, and some of the numbers were changed, but I believe in that this should be an ongoing function of what we do as a way to enable people here to go out and encourage them to go to the Foundation Center, where there are 10,000 foundations locally that are trying to give money. And when I talk to those folks, I've gone to big meetings 2 years ago with them, and they say their biggest problem is finding good projects. And if we identify some good projects, we don't have to give them a lot of money. We don't have enough money to give them to make much difference. And so just simply winning a competition with our blessing is likely to give them a strong leg up, as well as we can recruit people locally because they don't hear about the Grant Center and direct them. So I'm very much in favor of doing this as an ongoing function in our neighborhood to do this. And I don't think it should cost a lot of money. How much it will take and how it is, I don't know. So we need to do some experiments. But I encourage us now to start to talk, maybe right now, about how much we should do on a grants manager, roughly what they're going to cost, how many hours they're going to be, and begin to sketch out these ideas. And then I would like Jane, Jack, and anyone else that wants to work on a meeting very soon where we meet with the larger neighborhood. And it's multiple communities. There's not just one. And they have very different opinions about things, including us, where we try to get them in and talk about what should our goals be and what should our priorities be, and let that drive more of the budget while we're proceeding. Please hear me. Everybody who thinks that I'm against grants, I'm not. I try to encourage them. I want us to see us move forward on it, but I'd like for us to do it in a deliberate way. Jane, or would you be willing to help with getting a we have a standing committee.
Greg, let Stormy run the meeting.
You know, I'm about ready to go home, Jay. You working me tonight. I want to go back to my original question. I know we're going to come up with a suggested budgeted amount to put aside for the grants. And I think we should come up with a projected amount that we're going to pay a grants manager. But my original question was, can we agree to use this proposed budget up here for the beginning of this? That's my question. Jack?
Well, let me summarize where my previous proposal leads us. If we take Neil Richardson at $18,000 and say, okay, we're going to cover Neil out of savings because he's a special case. Let's take the website developer also, $6,000, and put that out of savings because that's a one-time capital expenditure. That's $24,000 we can take off the bottom line. So instead of $35,000, thank you. $11,000 is our estimated expenditure for the year. 11, sorry. 24. That's correct. 11.5 would be, which means that we would have about $5,000 left over. It'd be $5,000 left over for operating expenses, which means that you could put together a grants program, including the grants manager plus grants for $5,000. And fit this prescription.
Is that a feasible working budgeted amount?
My view is that we also want
Greg.
To get a bookkeeper. Sorry.
Go ahead.
My view is that we also want to get an outreach, somebody to help us with outreach, because that would be much cheaper than Neil, and it's not his specialty. He can advise. It's his specialty to advise on how to do outreach, and he's an expert on that. But somebody to actually make the calls and run around. And I think we need to really move to getting a long-term bookkeeper, so that we do not have to depend upon the one person here that has been willing recently to put time. I can no longer put time. So. May want to take out of that $5,000 some money for those two functions. I would certainly like it.
Dave?
I would propose that Jack take these suggestions and make one, two, or three straw man budgets that would accomplish these things and be sustainable. The idea of using savings for one-time expenses is reasonable, and we can look at these next time. People can chat, email, or talk to each other. And do you think that's reasonable, Jack?
Well, I think that basic estimate of $5,000 to work with here is essentially the guideline, and $5,000 doesn't go very far when you talk about hiring people, a bookkeeper and a grants manager. It's going to be gone. I think we need to find out how much the grants manager is going to cost at this point. Bookkeeper, I think we'll just postpone that till next year.
Jane, I'm wondering if we could reestimate how much we're going to allot to both a web programmer and a developer, if it's going to take that much per week. I mean, I have no way of assessing that, but that might be a way we could cut some corners.
Well, we're going to have to cut corners because it turns out the amount that I had sweet-talked these guys into working for is too low. And
we could find some cheaper labor for this, can't we, around the neighborhood? I'm sure we can.
Commissioner Edwards, would you please wait until I recognize you?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yes, you did. And for two people who don't want their names directed in comments, every time one of y'all comments, you talk to the other. Okay. Let me ask this. Jesus, give me strength. The web programmer and the web developer, is there any way possible that can be the same person? Jack?
Well, let me point out, I've already taken the web developer out and put that into capital expenditures. So that's not the issue.
Oh.
The issue here is the web programmer. That's where, and this is something we have wrestled with for years. We've always said there ought to be somebody out there who could run our website for us, some high school kid doing it after school for a pittance, and yet we have never found that person. And we have had people looking for it. We have had people, and somehow we have never found the right person. Now, if we can find the right person, marvelous. I don't think it takes that much talent to do websites. I can do my website, so it's not a big deal. If I can do it, anybody can do it, right? But
only one.
So that is $7,800, and that's quite a substantial amount. If we can do better, hey, that'd be great.
Jane, I just wonder, I mean, because you made a category and switched it to savings doesn't really deal with the question that Stormy put forth, which is why can't they be the same entity and find someone for a reduced price? I don't, just because it's been categorized as savings doesn't mean that it's cast in stone, right?
Okay, Jack, respond and then...
To clarify, if the money is coming out of the savings, then it doesn't impact your grants budget.
The point is that's not cast in stone. That just because it's recategorized.
My point is that it doesn't change what's going on right now. We're trying to define how much money we have left over for grants. At the moment,
it's $5,000 for grants as well.
Okay, I mean, Jane.
Just recategorizing is a trick, but it's not necessarily the right trick.
Greg,
about 5 years ago, I took over the website and it was in shambles. Nobody could get to it. Passwords had disappeared, and it took months and months of work and just hundreds of hours, actually, to try to straighten the thing out and to get the thing going. I interviewed the previous guy that had run it, who was also the staff person, and he was paid $20 an hour, and he said that was too little to attract his attention, and that was several years ago. The going rate now is about $75 an hour for the programmer and somebody that keeps these things up, and it's about $150 is the market rate for these things. We may be able to get people for less, but the amount that I put in, which was going to be with a lot of sweet talk and so on, and a lot of my time to help bring the people in, has failed because we need to offer more money if we're going to recruit more people. And I think the market shows it very clear, and our history shows it.
Can we put an ad out? Oh, wow, you're spending money again. But can we run an ad to get the attraction of the college students or whatever? I mean, we don't have to run it forever, but I'm sure if we can run it a couple of weeks, we could get some feedback.
We've already asked. My answer is yes, and we've already passed a resolution asking Neil to do so.
Oh, David, was I here?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then that's why it's a good idea, then. Okay.
So it's already supposed to be happening.
Okay. Well, then that's a good thing.
So, but it's going to take a little more than of his time.
Well, I don't think it's going to take a great amount of his time, but it's a good thing, you know, that we got it going on, because that'll save us a couple more pennies to go towards the grants. Okay, so okay, we've made a decision on that. So do we have a rough projected amount? I mean, I can't remember. What did we say was the rough projected amount for the grants? Did we do that, Jack?
Well, we were looking at $5,000, but if we set this web programmer aside, it becomes $12,000, $13,000, which I think is excessive.
Jay?
Well, we still have, if you're willing to hold off on the bookkeeper, which I applaud your efforts as a bookkeeper, I mean, it doesn't have to be 5, it doesn't have to be 12, it could be somewhere in between. And I personally don't consider $12,000 for a grants manager and grants to be excessive, so it's your opinion, but maybe not shared by a majority of the ANC.
Just to pick a number out.
Greg.
Just to pick a number out, because I consider this to also to be developmental, because we're going to have to learn how to do grants the right way. Most places do it the wrong way, and we come back 5 years later, and nobody remembers anything. So if we're going to do it the right way, then let's do it slowly, carefully, build a program. And just to pull a number out of the air to begin with, let's do 3,000. We can add to it. Have talked with Oliver. He suggested that as we come up with more money and as we learn what's going on through the year, we can add to that and do another round. But just do something and get the thing going with some immediate amount of money, because the best can be the worst enemy of the good.
Jane?
I think 3,000 is too low, especially if we have overhead in terms of a salary for someone who's going to work out how to determine who gets what. So 5,000, I think, would be the base, and I would argue to increase it to 7, to include the grants manager salary.
Okay. Well, what did we start out with? I'm in agreement that we can start out. We should start out with 5, but that, and that's my opinion. So can we agree on that?
5, including the manager. Okay. We haven't heard from Oliver. No, excuse me, that's your job, sir.
Oliver.
Yeah, we have just discussed a year of hiring a grant manager, and have we come up with is the 5,000 what is the grant manager going to have, or is going to have less than the 5,000?
Was that a question?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, somebody can answer him, because I'm not sure I followed it. Jane?
I think your question is, does that include the salary of the grants manager?
That's right, yeah. The 5,000.
We don't really know how much we're going to allot as an hourly salary or how much time it'll take, but I think if we allow a pittance in the end with all this overhead of 1 or 2,000 for grants, it's going to be a moot point, because I don't think anybody's going to go through the process for a $200 grant. It'll just be, it'll be a program for nothing, basically, by the time we deal with all the overhead. That's why we should at least have an amount that makes it worthwhile for people to apply while we develop the process. And it should be $5,000 for the grants, not including the salary of the grants manager, since we haven't even considered how much that would be per hour.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that, because we have to have a certain amount, and then we're gonna 5,000 without. No, I don't want that to be included. With, I mean, I understand about the money, guys, but I don't think that should be included with the 5,000, because we're gonna be at a minimum anyway of grants, and we find places. I think we should be able to, at least the grant should be $1,000. You know, I mean, and that's a small pittance in itself. But Oliver, go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, I think we should come up with a specific figure as to how much we think the grant manager is going to get. And then from there, you know, from there we can move ahead. Because if we don't have this specific figure, then we talk of the grand manager getting this and that, you know, I mean, it doesn't, to me, it doesn't really, I don't really understand how the 5,000 only for the grand manager plus,
be 5,000 for the grants, and then we decide on a rate for the grant manager.
Yeah, we didn't totally decide on that yet. We're just throwing the stuff out there, Greg.
Oh, okay.
When I visited other ANCs, they have lots of micro grants, $100, $200 grants, and they have good competition for those things. And it's partly because it helps them leverage to get other grants. Even I think the idea that it's true that even $1,000 is not enough if you're just going to do a project, a very substantial project. But it is enough to get things going. And you see that in lots of other ANCs where there are lots of applications for small amounts of money.
Okay, well, I'm in agreement. I think that it's going to be a lot of people that will accept the amounts, you know, that. But still, I think the 5,000 should not include the programmer. Just a second. Will the commission allow me to get comments from Neil? Neil?
Regarding several of these positions, the programmer, the developer, the grants manager, I'm wondering, is it possible for us to leverage other institutions in the neighborhood? Maybe someone who's working at the church, who's already doing bookkeeping for the church or doing grants at the church, maybe we can contact them. And so rather than somebody, you know, thinking, well, this is only going to be 10 hours a week, it can actually be helping the church because it'll fill out some time, maybe less cost. It's a community benefit. They may, you know, there may be what they could contribute to the neighborhood. So maybe we can leverage some other institutions and be able to fill some of these things out.
That's a good idea. Like definitely put some information on their information board or something. So I'm sorry. Was it you, Jack? That you wanted to go next, Jack?
I was just going to ask, who's going to identify this grants manager? Neil is.
Greg.
I suggest that we're establishing a procedure where we have the staff director put out the ads and so on, and bring us. And for me, it would be fine for him to make the selection, but the commission may want to do that. I think, given the preference of the commission for just a few hours of meetings a week. That we should, given the backlog of things that are important things that we need to discuss and decide that are going on, that if we have certainly somebody I think we can trust, and we just delegate it to him.
Okay. Anybody else that gets hired, and I think it needs to be more than one person. I don't think that any one person should just bring a individual. I think the individual should be presented to the commission in a whole. That's just my opinion. David and Jane?
Well, we can go on and on with this, but I think Jack has enough information to revise straw man budget, and we can look at it next time. I don't think we're going to go any further with any results this evening.
Just final comment. I'd like to propose that Neil and I work together on advertising or rounding up some candidates for grants manager.
Jack?
Well, I'm interested in Neil's idea of working with other organizations in the neighborhood, and I'm wondering particularly about Main Street, because Main Street, I think, is already in a position of managing the funds for 501c3s. This could fall quite naturally into the same process. That might be an inexpensive way about it.
Point of order, since we don't have much audience, can we just turn the PA system off?
No. Because the recorder is running off the speaker.
Okay.
But...
Jack.
If I may. If we're going to continue this, I could try a different variety of microphone cable and impedance transformers to see if that reduces this problem. I've been reluctant to do that just because it was because of the cost. But obviously this is hard to deal with.
Okay. What I was trying to do was get everybody's last comments because I'm in total agreement with Dave that I feel that Jack has enough input. At this time, I would like to get any all the commissioners' closing comments. If you have anything else you would like to add, or if you don't agree that we've come to a point where Jack has enough information, I'm going to start with you, Greg.
One is I'd like to see several. Dave mentioned getting two or three straw budgets, including some of the alternatives. I'd like to see that, including what we may be looking at in the future with bookkeepers or with other people, so that we get a sense. I will support $5,000 for grants. I'm a little unhappy to add more to it, but because I think we just need to get if we're going to do it, we should have a process, and we're going to make mistakes, and we need to get attention, and it's going to be costly the first time around. It's just the startup cost. I think we do need to look at other things. I plead that let's proceed with the process so that we can get committees going and we can get somebody to help us with outreach, because I can't do that anymore. I did it full-time for several years, and it's very extensive, and if we're going to do proper outreach, we really need someone to be able to work on that, and I hope that that will be part of the budget, as an alternative to the budget.
Okay, Oliver?
Yeah, I think the issue of getting a grant manager should be an open process where there is competition, and it has to also involve the some of the members of ANC, Jack or Jane, to work together, and that get the individual who would be who handle the grant writing. That's what I suggest.
Dave.
I think it's time to join Main Street over at Mark's for the beer tasting. Yeah.
Jay.
Yeah, I would like to, the ANC to empower me to work with Neil, with organizations and individually about how to bring a grants manager in an open and transparent process on board. I still haven't heard a response from that about that, except Jack saying that Neil should work with the other organizations.
I'd like to see it open to all of us to work with him. So if anybody has attention, we can do it.
Jack.
Stormy wants a gavel with a long reach.
We have a process, though, before, so we can leave sort of empowered to do something.
I think we know where we're going from here, and we will. I will put together another straw man budget. And I think we will find ourselves adjusted in it as we go through the year.
I think that's real good. And Jane, while we're doing this, if you want to start getting up your list of projected people, is that the right word? Projected? Perspective, that's the word. Perspective. You can be working on that, and I'm sure nobody would object to you wanting to be, you know, working with Neil. But in the meantime, start getting up your list, because I know you're going to have one. Actually, I have one, too. So if everybody's in agreement, we have no further input.
Adjourn
the meeting at 8:10 p.m. Thank you.
After the meeting, I'd like to make a small announcement. Alice Kelly has agreed to come to our meeting. As Jack predicted, it required a little sweet talking. And her... making her suggestion for what the announcement should look like. But next It's next Tuesday. Is it Wednesday? Next Wednesday, I believe. When does our... What? Our parking meeting. Okay, yes. So it's... There's a traffic... Fine. Better than...